everyone. Hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday. Welcome to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and today I'm going to be sharing an inspirational story with you. And I can't vouch for whether this is a real story or not, but I'm thinking it's probably not. It's just sort of hypothetical. But it starts with a family vacationing, driving along in their car, and their windows are rolled down, and they're enjoying the summer breeze and the sunshine of the sunny day. And all of a sudden, a big black bee darts in the window and starts buzzing around on the inside of the car. And one of the children, a little girl in the back seat, is highly allergic to bees, and she's just cringing because if she's stung, she could die within the hour if not given medical attention. And she screams in terror, "Oh, Daddy! It's a bee! It's going to sting me!" And her father pulls the car over and reaches in the back and tries to catch the bee. The bee buzzes toward him. The bee bumps against the front of the windshield, where the father traps it in his hand, in his fist. And holding it in the father's hand, the father waits for the inevitable sting. But the bee stings the father's hand, and in pain, the father lets go of the bee. The bee is loose in the car again, and the little girl panics again. "Daddy, Daddy, it's going to sting me." And her father gently says, "No, honey, he's not going to sting you because he stung me instead. Look at my hand." And the bee stinger is stuck in the father's hand. And so there's a verse in 1 Corinthians 15:55, and it says, "Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?" Now, Jesus says unto us, "Look at my hands." And what an interesting, you know, thought process to go through, that he has, you know, hypothetically, a sting in his hand. He has Satan's sting, the sting of death and sin and deceit and worthlessness. And Jesus has all of those stingers in his hand, all of those horrible feelings from the world. Now, when you see that nail-scarred hand in a painting, realize that on your behalf, Christ took on all of the pain that Satan could throw on him. And he basically reduced Satan to that big black bee and that's lost his stinger. And all Satan can do is buzz around. And that is a victory that Christ has won on your behalf for you. What an interesting thing to think about. So as you go about your day today, I want you to kind of think of it in that way. Every time you feel a temptation, or you're disheartened by something that happens, or you're feeling alone and hopeless, really think about Satan in his proper place. He's just an annoying bee that won't leave you alone. And I, by the way, hate bees so much. And I think it's good to kind of put it in that perspective. And I would love to hear your thoughts. If you have a tip or a trick for kind of brushing things aside and brushing those feelings of bad things aside, if you have something you want to share with me, you can send me an email over at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post them on our Facebook wall today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and today's song is "The Lord is My Shepherd" by Jenny Oakes Baker.